Happy tunes from the village delighted Siberius that morning as she sat in the kitchen, preparing to have her morning tea. Tyrion was away in the field, so using this time, she replenished yesterday's worn energies. Like many other Mawarian females, the elation of eagerness of a new mother embraced her heart. She contemplated the birth of their mewling. So, Siberius decided to read the ambrosia leaves in her morning tea as she sat quietly, meditating on the mewling nest. Siberia's mother taught her the enchantment, telling her that Thyrlos taught the blessing to the Mawarians many long cycles ago. A few Mawarians still practice this mystical art or any enchantments these days. Yet, adept in her skills, secretly reading the leaves for others helped her purchase silken fabrics and pretty jewels. She sewed her own clothing and crafted precious ornaments to embellish herself in dress and body like other Mawarian socialites. Vivid images stirred around, disturbing her. Images of her nest, the Mawarian fleet, and fiery red balls dropping from the sky. All these frightened her. She decided to reread the leaves. Pouring out her cup of tea, making another, she prayed that what she saw early was a misreading on her part. Her hands quivered fretfully when she placed the container on the table. She once again began to enchant her tea. Ajayo ex kid quayo peep kuj ex jovuj ker zekwa lahor kit jejo jegwa ke el spajakaktaeo yepo. Future of my being, sight of what will come, reveal my fate so I know what must be done. Golden honey-orange leaves stirred slowly within the cup. Anxiety grew within her. Siberius held her breath, watching the darkened images start appearing. At first, only dark shadows, and now colorful pictures arose from the cup, spinning before her face. Her nest, Nymeria's nest, Captain Jonas, floated around her until a mass of fire enveloping them all dragged them back into the cup. She cried out when the explosion consumed the images of the Mawarian and the objects close to her. She picked up the teacup and shook fretfully, causing the hot liquid to spill, burning her hand slightly. The cup fell to the floor, and the frail porcelain broke into shards, spilling tea over her newly clean floor. Never was Rexis so uncomfortable before in his presence. The king gazed as his mentor nervously playing with something he held. "My king, the situation is serious," Rexis stated quickly. Such a grave expression was upon Rexis's face. "Rexis, lift your spirits. My son will birth this blessing. We will make tea out of the leaf. It is a time for joy, not solemnness." Rexis folded his long body into a comfortable chair and started to talk. "My king, may I speak freely?" Yellow strands of hair fell into the king's face, hid one of his eyes. Tolobi swept it back behind his ear and stared at Rexis. At last, gaining some confidence, he assumed, Rexis began talking. "I will come right to the point. There is a meteor heading for the Mawarian kingdom, and the village is in danger." He gazed at Rexis. He had not really heard what his learned friend said to him, or he just wanted to pretend he did not hear him. "Did you say meteor?" King Tolobi laughed nervously. "Yes. Often meteors hit our kingdom. Why is this one different?" "My king, the meteor has some type of gripping properties we have yet to identify. We believe it's gathering debris as it plummets towards our kingdom. By the time it reaches the village, we suspect it might triple in size, wiping out our entire kingdom." He stopped talking for a moment, and opening the map, Rexis peered down at it. "We believe its impact will result in the destruction of the Mawarian kingdom." A claw-like finger on his hand once again fumbled with something he held. "With all my respect to you, my king, I believe you will need to order a prompt relocation of the village as soon as possible, if we are to survive this impact."